next coach in the teleconference is Rutgers' Kyle Flood. Charlotte Knights are 0-1 in conference, 3-1 overall, and wrap up non-conference play by hosting Tulane on Saturday, a noon kickoff to appear on ESPN News. Coach, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We start with some opening comments, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Sure. This is a real exciting game for us on Saturday, a real team win. We're able to limit Navy's running game, which is not an easy thing to do. And I thought our defensive coaches did an excellent job of preparing the team, and we ran the ball well on offense. We were productive on offense, and now we have as big, if not a bigger, challenge this week, because if you look at all the teams that have played Navy since 2006, they only win 49% of the time the next week. So it's a tough transition to get ready to play them, and it's a tough transition to get back into your base defense and your base offense as well. Questions?
All right, let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Tom Van Haren with ESPN.
Coach, not to go back a couple weeks, but with the Penn State night game, I was just curious, with that kind of game, obviously you guys had a lot of visiting recruits on hand and a lot of recruits watching. How do you gauge the impact that kind of game can have on your recruiting efforts? Do you guys do anything to try to measure it with either the visiting recruits or kids at home? Like, how do you really know if it was a positive impact?
I think you measure it on signing day. I think that's really ultimately the only way to measure it. There's a lot of talk about recruiting classes, throughout the entire process. But at the end of the day, it's really about getting the right people for your program. I think the night, although the result wasn't what we wanted, the night and the experience and the game day experience was a tremendous success. And whether you win or you lose, when you have recruits on campus, I've told them the same thing for 3 years now. I would never want them to make a decision based on the result of one game, for better or for worse. I don't think it's about that. To me, recruiting is about relationships. Recruiting is about finding the right people for your culture and your university and your football program. And I think the game day experience is one piece of a very complicated puzzle.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes to the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Flood, talk about your game coming up against Tulane. What do you see on video? Because I know they played Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech, blew them at home. What do you see on the film?
Sure. The first game I ever coached as a head coach was the same as the first game Coach Johnson down at Tulane coached as a head coach. And I remember at the end of that game saying to myself that they were a really well-coached football team with a really good plan, and Coach Johnson is a guy who was a part of a national championship at Miami and a Super Bowl championship at the New Orleans Saints, and been around good coaches, and he is a good coach, and he's got a good staff around him now. So they're a tough team to prepare for, although I will say they're very similar to us. I think schematically on offense, they're very similar to us. On defense, they're not quite as similar, but they do play more of a conventional style of defense and a stop the run oriented defense for sure. So that'll be a challenge. They run the ball very well. They've got explosive players on offense. I think they're averaging 175 yards a game on offense running the football, and their defense has forced 10 fumbles. They haven't recovered them all, but their opponents have fumbled the ball 10 times. So they're a well-coached, very well-prepared football team we're going to face on Saturday.
What's the mood like around the campus, knowing that you guys are off to a good start, and then you played Penn State pretty tough in the first game, first Big Ten game. What's the mood like for you guys coming into more of the Big Ten games after this one?
We'll have a great game day atmosphere this week, Saturday afternoon at 12 noon, and then anything above and beyond that, we're not thinking about it. Obviously we've got more games on the schedule. We're aware of what the schedule is, but for us, it's 12 one-game seasons, and our entire focus right now is to prepare ourselves to play a really talented, really well-coached Tulane football team and be 1-0 on Saturday.
Well, good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Andy Kappa from MidtownBadgers.com.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned obviously the forced turnover stat from Tulane, but with Paul James and his situation, How big of a deal is it for you to make sure you've got some ball security in that backfield?
You know, the other two backs, Desmond and Justin, carried it quite a bit on Saturday. I thought they did a good job. Ball security is one of the first things we do every day in practice. And for anybody that's going to touch the football, it's critical. It's one of the easiest ways to figure out who won and lost the game is to look at the turnover margin. It's generally a pretty accurate predictor. So, you know, fortunately, we've got two other guys in the backfield right now that have carried the ball and touched the ball quite a bit. So I don't really have a concern there as long as we continue to take care of it and give it the reverence that it deserves every day in practice.
Thank you, Coach.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you're currently third nationally and leading the Big Ten with 17 sacks so far this year. What's the real key to getting that kind of pressure on the quarterback?
I think the key is to limit the run game. If you can be good against the run, and then you put the teams in must-pass situations, and I don't know if statistically we look as good as we really are against the run, because when you play somebody like Navy, it kind of skews your statistics a little bit. And we had another game earlier in the year where we took most of our guys out for about a quarter and a half. So we've been pretty good against the run. And if you can get the offense in a must-pass situation, then you got a chance to get to the quarterback. But if a team is running the ball effectively, it's very hard to turn the pass rush loose in those third and medium, third and short situations. And it's really one of the challenges this week because, like I said, you know, Tulane's averaging 175 yards a game rushing. They've already played two Big Five opponents, so they've already played a challenging schedule. So the number's a real number and something we're really going to have to work hard to do.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
Your final question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, losing Paul, what's the challenge for you guys, and how did you deliver the news to your players?
You know, the players find out before you deliver the news. You know, the players, you know, they usually find out from each other, so I don't know that that's a message that you need to deliver. And for the players know, and this is a part of the game. We're not the only team in the country that has a player go down during the season. I saw Maryland lost a defensive lineman, I believe, if I read it correctly. So every team in the country is dealing with this on one level or another. And for us, we're going to get the next guy ready. You know, we're fortunate to have some talented players in that running back room. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that Paul James gets the best care and that when he returns next year, he'll come back better than ever. But in the meantime, we've got games to play, and we've got other players that need to step up. And like I said, we're fortunate, guys like Justin Goodwin, Desmond Peoples, and then guys like Robert Martin and Josh Hicks, you know, who haven't played much yet but are going to play. Yeah, they're going to get opportunities right now, and we expect a lot of them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.